Humboldt County is on a mission to make its roads safer and is continuing to pursue a goal of reducing crashes. An update on the county's local road safety plan was presented to the Board of Supervisors at its August 20th meeting. Public Works Director Tom Mattson described the plan and its adoption of a new approach to road safety.
Our first local road safety plan, we were one of five pilot counties in California in 2017 to be provided help from Federal Highways Association. It was a new way of looking at our crash data. Instead of looking at the causes like drunk driving, speeding, we looked at the crash types. And that's a completely new way of looking at things. There were very few states at that time looking at it. Minnesota and Washington were leading the way. What it does is it takes us away from blaming people and gets us in a mode for a safe systems approach, because we know people make mistakes, and rather than hold them and let them die, we need to be taking actions regardless of what they are doing. There is no reason for anybody to die on a county road.
The county has found that 74% of its crashes are due to vehicles moving out of traffic lanes. Since 2017, the county has enhanced road signing and striping, adding road edge lines, and changing to brighter, longer-lasting striping materials. County roads where that was done have fewer crashes, especially at night, said Mattson. Sections of Southern Humboldt's Priceland Thorn Road and Alder Point Road are identified in the plan as priorities for those types of improvements. Another element of the plan relevant to Soham is improving emergency response time. Mattson said clear display of addresses and mile markers help.
That is a complicated ongoing, but a big part of that is signing and striping, clear signing and striping. You know, we worked with some of the rural fire departments and facilitated getting roads and addresses signed everywhere. That's really not a county road sign, but having just your simple address out in the middle of nowhere is hugely important for the local volunteer firefighters to know where you are or where the crash is at. We have some confusion in our post miles on our roads, especially Matole Road, because it's Honeydew's the center of the universe, so it goes one direction one way and one direction the other way from 1 to 42 or whatever. And it could be confusion when you're in the midst of an emergency response call. Well, which portion of the Matole Road are you on? Are you on the Wildcat or are you on the Bull Creek side? And so having addresses, the local people know the addresses, and the local firefighters know those addresses.
The plan includes projects and goals for Southern Humboldt Roads. Among its recommended list of projects is the Garberville Complete Streets Project on Redwood Drive, which includes bike lanes and median refuges. The project is awaiting funding. A project for sections of Redway Drive and Redwood Drive includes enhanced pedestrian crossings and is expected to be done later this year. The plan's goal of reducing driving dangers, even on narrow rural roads, was discussed in this exchange between Mattson and Supervisor Mike Wilson.
Most of our rural roads are, you know, they're two lanes with maybe enough room for edge lines and a center line. And you really have to pay more attention. But again, we want to get out of looking at blaming the driver. Yes, there is a lot of blame and there's ownership. But again, there's you know, having somebody die for making a simple error while they're driving is not a good thing to live with.
Yeah, and I mean, the technology, it's not just drivers, it's the technology that's changed both roads and vehicles. And so, you know, much of our road system and what's going through our small communities was wagon trails in the beginning, and so they weren't designed for our roads now.
Other areas of the county covered in the plan include McKinleyville, a major component as it's a high population area with many of the county's intersections and intersection collisions. McKinleyville intersections recommended for improvement include Hiller Road and McKinleyville Avenue and Central Avenue and Anna Sparks Way. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.